All right, I've got 6 p.m. and I'd like to call to order the August 3rd, 2021 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. Ms. Acuna, can I please have a roll call vote?
Commissioner Bergsma?
Here.
Vice Chair Harrington?
Here.
Commissioner Hong?
Commissioner Hong, you need to unmute. There you
go. Here.
Commissioner Posey?
Here.
Commissioner Sturman?
Here.
And Chair Gamble?
Here.
Let the record, and Commissioner Henderson is excused. Let the record show we have a quorum.
All right, thank you, Ms. Ancona. If you will all follow along with me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, I would like to thank everybody for joining us tonight again here on Zoom. I hope everyone's been enjoying our amazing weather and all the rain that we've been getting. We've finally got that good monsoon season, which is so exciting to see Oro Valley blooming and so green. I love it. All right, as I think everybody knows, we are still using the Zoom platform, and as we go throughout our meeting, I will let everyone know when they have opportunities to participate. And if you are calling in on your phone at the appropriate time, if you would like to make a comment or ask a question, I will have you press *9. And if you are using the Zoom app or website, then you will find the raise your hand button at the bottom of your screen, and it's raise hand and it's a hand just like that. And that will notify me that we have a comment or a question, and then I will have the town unmute your microphone so we'll be able to hear you. And I will let you know when the appropriate times are. So to get going, on our meeting, we will actually be starting with our call to the audience. And during this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the commission on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask the town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda item, or respond to criticism made by speakers. However, the commission may not discuss matters raised during call to the audience. So if you wish to address the commission on an agenda item that is not listed today, please notify me now by clicking the raise your hand button icon or the raise your hand icon or pressing *9. And I will peek over at our attendance. I don't see anybody with their hand up, so I will close the call to the audience. I would also like to recognize Vice Mayor Barrett, who is with us tonight, and then turn the time over to her for the council liaison comments.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for having me, and it's great to meet with the Planning and Zoning Commission. As you probably may know, the town council is on our summer break for August until September 8th when we reconvene. We have no planning related items on our agenda on September 8th. At that time, we plan to meet again in person in our newly renovated council chambers. So we look forward to that opportunity. And I did want to let the Planning and Zoning Commission and anyone who may be listening know that at that time, our procedures will be modified somewhat from our current Zoom meetings in that people will only be able to speak remotely if they submit a blue card 24 hours in advance during a noticed public hearing. So only certain type of things like code amendments and things like that have public hearings attached to them. So if you want to speak to those issues, you should submit your blue card 24 hours in advance. Otherwise, we'll be going back to business as usual from before, where we meet in person and those who are in person can address the council at call to the audience and all of those other all of those other times that the mayor opens the floor to public comment. So that will be a change in September as we hopefully move back to in-person meetings and also still utilizing some digital technology for those important public hearings that we hold. So thank you, and we'll see you next month.
All right. Thank you, Vice Mayor Barrett. That is very exciting news. It will be nice to see everyone's face in person. I don't know about everybody else, but I am getting a little sick of the computer screen and the Zoom. So that is very exciting for us. All right, moving along. Ms. Ancona, will you please read out our first agenda item?
Review and approval of the July 6, 2021 regular session meeting minutes.
Great, thank you. Could I get a motion for that?
I make a motion that we approve the July 6, 2021 minutes as presented.
All right, thank you. Is there a second? Vice Chair Harrington?
I'll second that motion to approve it.
All right. Okay, so that motion passed, correct, Ms. Ancona? Or can you do a roll call vote? Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself here.
Commissioner Bergsma?
Aye.
Vice Chair Harrington?
Aye.
Commissioner Hong?
Yes, to the motion being accepted.
Commissioner Posey? You're muted.
I'm sorry. Aye.
Commissioner Sturman?
Aye.
And Chair Gamble?
Aye.
Motion passes 6-0.
All right. I thought that one might pass. All right, Ms. Ancona, will you please read out our second agenda item?
Discussion and possible action regarding a new sign criteria for the property located on the northwest corner of Oracle Road and Calle Concordia.
All right, thank you. I'm going to turn the time over to our staff presenter, Ms. Hayes, for the staff presentation.
All right, thank you. We'll get the video started here. And good evening, everyone. My name is Patty Hayes. I'm with the Town of Oro Valley, and I am with the Permitting and Planning Divisions. So we'll get started on the first slide. Thank you. All right, so the purpose for this case is to review a sign criteria for a new commercial property with a focus on the town's design principles and standards. This specific case is related to sign design only. Since the other elements of the development, such as the site design and the landscaping and the art and the traffic, were previously approved by the commission in past meetings. So each multi-tenant commercial property in Oro Valley is required to establish a sign program specific to the property in order to create a cohesive sign design for that development. The Planning and Zoning Commission is the deciding body for a sign criteria, as these cases are not forwarded to Town Council, since everything proposed in the sign criteria meets the zoning code standards. Before we get into the details about this specific case, let's get oriented as the location of this project. Next slide. Thank you. All right, the subject property, which is outlined in yellow, is located at the northwest corner of Calle Concordia and Oracle Road. The property is currently under construction and, when complete, will contain the Extra Space Storage Company along with a few office-type uses and also provide access to the currently vacant northern lot. This sign program will set the standards for the subject property and for the northern site. Next slide, please. So first, let's look at the monument sign, which is a freestanding sign placed at the entrance of the development and is used to identify businesses in the site. The commission's focus is the town's design standards and principles, which include things like such as the sign colors and the design style and materials. The monument sign style will use a design shape much like the future building, with strong linear lines and a rusted looking top with a trim and base color that blend with the building. The site may also contain directional signs, which are smaller wayfinding signs that resemble the monument sign design. The proposed signs meet the standards of the zoning code in terms of height, size, and quantity. Next slide, please. The proposed sign criteria will also set the standards for wall signs on the property. Wall signs are individual letters attached to the surface of the building that usually include the tenants' names, as demonstrated in the pictures that read Max and Snap P. The signs would be integrated into a section of the building that was architecturally designed to hold the signs as shown on this slide. The proposed sign criteria will allow a broad choice of colors for tenants, and many of those wall sign colors are earth tones, which blend with a building, but also brighter colors are proposed that will allow for clear identification of tenants. The proposed signs meet the sign code standards for color, letter type, and illumination. And the applicant has agreed to prohibit illuminated signs on the western elevation that face the park. Next slide, please. As always, we look to the general plan's goals and policies when reviewing sign standards, and staff finds that the proposed sign criteria meets the general plan standards by emphasizing identification for the center without intrusiveness. Next slide. In summary, staff finds that the applicant's request meets the town's design standards and principles. Furthermore, it features similar architectural features, materials, and colors found on the building. Staff recommends approval, and the commission is the deciding board for this type of case. And again, this case is related to signs only. The applicant has joined us online tonight to say a few words and to answer any questions that you might have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Hayes. And I believe our applicant is Robert Kuhlman. Mr. Kuhlman, am I saying that right? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
I don't know when I get a little challenge when it comes to these things.
But all right, well, I can hear you, but I can't see you.
There we go. I live at 1041 West Saddlehorn Place here in Oro Valley. And on behalf of Sign Magic, we produced and submitted the sign criteria. And I'd like to thank Patty and the staff for all the help they've given us in direction in getting this done correctly. All the signs meet everything and all the criteria, all the codes. There's a little, I don't want to say challenge, but up in Oracle Road, there's a very limited place to put the monument sign. It's a lot of vegetation and the setback. But this should provide a plenty of visibility for traffic on Oracle Road, both for this project and for any proposed future projects on the north. Everything would be very, very clean. I don't know what else I can tell you. Patty did a good job of presenting it. And I'm here with James Thompson, who is a developer. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. Or James would also be happy to answer them.
All right. Well, thank you. I am now going to turn the time over to the commission to ask any questions that they have. So if you are a commission member with a question, if you would raise your hand. Commissioner Sturman.
Thank you, Chair Gamble. I was wondering, you know, with the rust-colored brown facade that you have on the building, I thought it was going to reflect that color where you have a green color. Is there a reason why that you're doing green versus not matching up the colors of the building?
Chair Gamble, Commissioner Sturman, I'll start with the answer to that. The sign, it may look a little small on our screens tonight, but the sign has a rusted colored cap or top, and that's meant to match the building's rusted colored band along the roof line of that building. The green that you see now is simply to accommodate the tenant extra space storage, but that they also do provide some other color choices in the sign criteria that if someone else changes, the tenant changes in the future.
Did that answer your question, Commissioner Sturman?
So they have a choice of the background, you know, where it says storage on that in terms of green. I mean, it seems to stand out. It you know, it doesn't seem to blend, you know, with the building architecture that I see. So that's why I was just wondering that. And the answer that I got, I have mixed emotions about it.
So can I pass this on to the applicant? Because when I look at that sign, I kind of assume that the back green and the white is more of a logo for extra storage. I feel like I've seen that somewhere. I don't know if it's a chain or not, but, and then I'm assuming that entire square will be illuminated somehow. Is that correct?
The background is green. That's basically extra space's corporate color, but there's a wide variety of colors for that panel. And at night, the only thing you will see is just the extra space. The background's going to be dark. So just the text is going to show through. And then the green, again, is extra space's corporate color.
Okay. Did that help clarify things for you, Commissioner Sturman?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Bergsma.
Thank you, Chair Gamble. I wonder if we could see the slide that shows the wall signs on the east elevation of the building. There you go. So there are six signs, plus a smaller sign over the entrance, it looks like. What's the total square footage of all those signs?
Commissioner signs. Gamble. Oh, sorry.
Go on, Patty.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Gamble, Chair Bergsma. Thank you. And pardon me, Bob, for speaking over you there. So maybe I can answer that question also. So the size and quantity of signs will meet the zoning code standards, which is 1 square foot of sign per 1 linear foot of frontage. So it would not necessarily have 6 or 7 independent signs on there, but they would have most likely just at this time, one that says extra space storage.
All right. So the 6 shown is the maximum number they might have in the future based on the number of tenants that might be in the building. Is that correct?
Not sure that 6 or 7 would be the maximum. It's all based on square footage.
Okay.
So if extra space storage took up a large part of that square footage, then that wouldn't leave too much for anyone else.
Okay.
The majority of that space, if not all of it at first anyway, will be used by extra space. And it's unsure if they're going to really have many tenants. And the tenants that will be there, my understanding is there'll be professionals, accountants, maybe an attorney, that type of professional person. It won't be a retail type outlet.
Right.
So they probably wouldn't even, there'll be a, all the other tenants would be destination tenants, basically, and not won't really need a drive-by to get identification.
Okay. So I still want to understand how it actually is going to look upon completion. So you wouldn't necessarily see 6 signs on that elevation. You might see 1 or 2 larger signs. Is that right?
Currently, what we plan on doing is putting 1 sign on the east, 1 on the north, and then a non-illuminated on the western frontage. The extra space storage signs will be bigger, longer than what one of those signs are, but it'll be well within the regulations for square footage.
For total square footage for that elevation. Okay.
Yeah, and if I can speak to that, so the what we'll have is you'll have channel letter sign that says extra space along the top, and then you have a sign that says loading, that, you know, similar to the size that's there now on the front portion, and then one that says office. So okay. You'd have two smaller signs and then one larger sign, all within the square footage requirement.
Okay. So this is sort of the elevation that's shown here, or the illustration shown here, really isn't reflective of what you would likely do with.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. That helps. Thank you.
All right. Did we have any other commissioner questions or comments? Nope. All right.
I do, actually. Oh, I have a question. So it looks like there are six signages being posted on the building. No?
No, that was just a visual display of what they could do based on the town's code. I don't believe they will be utilizing all six.
Okay. Yeah. Then that's fine. Thank you.
All right. Any other commissioner questions? All right, I'm not seeing any. So I am going to ask for a motion. Commissioner Bergsma?
Yes, Chair Gamble. I move to approve the sign criteria for the subject property based on the finding it's in conformance with the applicable design principles and standards for the zoning code.
All right. Do I have a second? Commissioner Posey?
Yes, I second it.
All right, Ms. Ancona, could I please have a roll call vote?
Commissioner Bergsma?
Aye.
Vice Chair Harrington?
Aye.
Commissioner Hong?
Aye.
Commissioner Posey?
Aye.
Commissioner Sturman?
Aye.
And Chair Gamble?
Aye.
Motion passes 6-0.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Ancona. I am now going to turn the time over to Mr. Vella for the Planning Division update.
Hi, Chair Campbell, members of the commission. Good to see you all you guys, and even more excited to hopefully see you in person in September. Come September, we don't have any set items. There are one or two items that we expect may pop for the agenda, but we're not sure whether they're going to be ready in time. So it's still a little tentative whether we're going to have a meeting in September. And we'll certainly keep you posted. One thing I wanted to make sure everyone was aware of is, and you've all received notices of the that we're really getting moving on the Oro Valley Marketplace public engagement process. We have four what we're calling focus area meetings starting tomorrow, actually, via Zoom, where we're meeting with specific neighborhoods with the aim of addressing their specific concerns. So, for example, the first meeting tomorrow is primarily focused with the Catalina Shadows neighborhood.
Mr. Vella, sorry to interrupt you. It's actually on Thursday is the first meeting.
Thursday. Yeah. Thank you, Chair Gamble. Thank you. I got a little ahead of myself. So it's Thursday, and it might help if I put my glasses on. There we go. Definitely Thursday. And they're going to make that a pretty quick clip through August. So we have a total of four in August. And once those are complete, we will bring everyone together in a larger, more traditional neighborhood meeting come September, mid-September, September 14th. So hope you all can make it for that. And we'll certainly post the meetings online once they're finished. So with that, that pretty well caps the staff report. And thank you all for the work this evening. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. And thank you, Ms. Ancona. I know we all received an email with those four dates for those the Oro Valley Marketplace town meetings. So I'm definitely looking forward to hearing those and how that will develop. And yes, I hope to see everyone there too. All right. And with that, can I have a motion to adjourn? Commissioner Posey. Oh, you're muted.
Yes, I was trying to, my fingers were not working fast enough. Yes, I make a motion to adjourn.
All right. Commissioner Bergza, for a second. You are also muted. It will be great when we're in person.
I think you figured that out by now. I second the motion.
All right. With that, I will adjourn this meeting. Thank you all so much. Thank you.